Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode one of The Other F Word. I'm freaking out nervous right now, to be honest. I have like notes about what I want to talk about because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to forget everything. But if you do not know me, my name is Caitlin. I am a 27-year-old single mother, and I always lead with that because yes, it does matter. Okay, it matters. And that's a big reason why I started this podcast is because I've realize how many people that it pisses off to talk about being a single mom for some reason, especially men. And I really wanted a safe space that I could talk to my girls, talk to my friends about my life, the things that I've gone through, because I know so many people can relate to this. This goes back to like high school meet. We're going straight into it, by the way. This is called The Other F Word because it's fierce feminism, all of it. Listen to the intro, baby. I want to be 100% myself, open, honest. I've always been a very, very open person on the internet. It's not going to change. This is who I am, okay? I used to be a pick me. I used to do everything for male attention, male validation. Literally, my entire existence revolved around getting the attention of men, high profile men, all of this. Yet, I still was a girl who wanted marriage, wanted a family, wanted a soft life. That was never going to happen for me in the way that I was operating until I started pouring into myself. And I realized once I really started sharing that aspect of my thinking and my self-reflection, I was able to connect with so many women who have felt the same or gone through the same thing and just wanted a voice. And I was that voice to kind of put the pieces together. And now we're here, and I love this for us. I've hit rock bottom several times. By the way, I'm like also undiagnosed ADHD, okay? I can be very all over the place with how I talk, but it all goes together for the big picture. But I've hit rock bottom. I talk a lot on my social media about how I filed for bankruptcy. I've made a couple videos about that. I can definitely dedicate an episode to that if you guys are interested, because I do feel that it's my duty to just be open about all the crazy shit I've been through in my life. And by the way, speaking of crazy shit, make sure you have headphones in when you're listening to this around children, because I want a safe space to be myself. Part of those things include cursing. I actually enjoyed a curse, okay? I really do. And for a lot of the time, I would not, because I would feel like I have to put on this like ladylike, if you're watching the video version of this, you see my little that I'm doing. Yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. I really don't. I just want to speak freely. I want to be myself and to understand and accept that whoever is meant to be in my life, romantically, friendships, family, anybody, they're going to accept all of me for who I am. And I'm not going to have to put on some type of show that appeases certain people to do that. I'm not interested in that anymore. Again, how we've ended up here with this podcast. I'm really just tired of sugar-coated content for women, and also men specifically expecting women to sugarcoat themselves and to hold back on who we are. I'm allowed to be loud. I'm allowed to be a single mother and still be myself and still be hopeful for love. And a big conversation on my social media recently is that single mothers should expect less, that we are used goods. I've literally seen it all. The comments are absolutely disgusting, to be honest. Like, I've had to block so many keywords. Shout out to social platforms for adding that feature where you can block keywords, because ain't no way that these people are really saying these things out of their mouth with their finger behind a screen, behind a fake page at that. Say it with your chest, say it with your real profile so I can call your job and tell them that you're a bitch. But anyways, we as mothers, period, deserve so much respect, so much love for everything that we do on a day to day. And I speak from a single mother's perspective, of course, because that's my life. But we don't deserve that. We deserve to heal. We deserve to find love. We deserve to be ourselves fully and not have to put on that extra act to make somebody love us or to be accepted in society. There's such a negative stigma around the lives that we live. But at the end of the day, it took two people to make a kid. Like, we all make bad decisions. And unless you're walking around here, the Virgin Mary, you could be in my shoes as well. All right, let's clock it. Because a lot of these people that be talking like, you opened your legs, you put yourself, you made your life this way. Baby, have you ever had sex before? Because if you have, I don't care what form of contraception you use, you could have ended up in my shoes. Again, I don't wish it on anybody. I'm not saying that at all. But it's the judgment. It's the expecting us to settle for less. And I am 1,000% against that. And a big reason of why I'm here is to make sure that women who are in my position understand that you can still have such a beautiful life. You can still be a very strong woman. You can be a strong-worded woman. You can be a very outspoken and loud and fun and outgoing woman and still get the best in life. You do not have to perform for the patriarchy. You do not have to perform for men who probably still call their moms to make their doctor's appointments for them. So again, there are a lot of conversations that I will have on this podcast that are softer, that appeal more to the inner work that I've done with myself and that you can work on with yourself as well. But there's also the strength side of it. And I think that that's the beauty of leaning more towards feminism, because there's such a beautiful balance of both. Balance is my favorite word, and it is like the theme of my life is balance. And I didn't realize that actually until last year when somebody complimented how well I balance everything, and not just balancing motherhood tasks, but balancing the masculine and the feminine aspects of myself. Because as a single mother, of course, we are playing both roles. So there's so much of me that wants to be feminine, that wants to be soft, and that version of me is still there. But at the same time, I do have those masculine aspects, and they balance so well together that one does not overpower the other. They coexist perfectly, and I would love to break that down with you guys here. I'm not here to teach you to be perfect, because I'm not. I don't want you to look at me and think, I don't want you to look at me and think, wow, she has it all together. Her life is so perfect. I want to get there. How can I be like that? You can get here. I'm not perfect. I still have my days where I'm crying. I still have my days where I'm struggling with old demons. I have times where I fall short, and that's going to be for the rest of my life. No matter how much work we put in on ourselves, there's always going to be more work. And so that's why I really encourage you to just take it slow and not look at somebody else and wish that you were in their position, but more so just look at yourself and understand the things that you've gone through and how they've shaped your life, and then what you can do about it. And with that too, decide what you want your future life to look like. If nobody was looking, and if you weren't performing for anybody, who would you be? What would your life look like with zero outside influence, zero eyes on social media, zero men in the picture? Because let's be for real, men be toxic as hell in every area. Before we even get into these episodes, let me tell you, it's not all men. I have amazing male friends in my life. My son has amazing male figures in his life. My dad, my brother, my male friends, Corey, Derek, Brandon, Marcus, everybody. I love them so much. I have so many men in my life that are strong, masculine, and not toxic. But there's a lot of men that are evil. I feel like men are genuinely just evil. And yeah, but we'll get into that a lot, okay? But I just want you to know, and I want you to always feel empowered after you listen to one of my episodes. I cannot promise a weekly episode, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a mother, again, a single mother. I put a lot of emphasis on it because my life is insane. It's 10:30 at night, and tonight I drove up and down a road. I drove through some parking lots trying to get my son to go to sleep. This is a new method that I'm trying. We're going to see if it works out. I'm not 100% sure. He's asleep in his bed right now, and he hasn't slept in his bed in months. And right now, internally, I look cute. You know what I'm saying? Like a little sweat set, a little comfy vibe. I'm praying that he does not wake up right now. So it really all depends. My childcare is very slim. I really only have childcare when I'm training in person. So it depends on that. I would love to get out a weekly episode for you guys. I'm really going to try my best too, but please understand if I have to go a week without one, or if the schedule is just all over the place, because I'm a very creative person. And with that, I have no set schedule. So like I might be laying in the bed and get inspiration for an episode and get up and film it. And then you'll have an episode the next day. So you know what I'm saying? You just never know. Turn the notifications on, baby, okay? But let me tell you, I feel like this is all over the place. You know, please leave me a comment and let me know if you want me to be a little bit more structured. But this is just how my brain operates. I'm so sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry. But there are going to be very raw episodes, real conversations, and I want to get you guys involved in them as well. So make sure you message me on my social media pages, leave me comments, tell me any conversation topics that you'd like me to tackle. I have a couple that I did a Q&A on Instagram for. Yeah, any conversations about motherhood, navigating single motherhood, healing from a breakup while I was pregnant, being told that I'm too much or that I'm never going to find a man acting this way and talking this way, faith, softness, balance, anger, femininity, like everything under the sun. I want to talk about it. But most importantly, I want to talk about everything vulnerable. Add a little bit of humor in there, of course, because that's just me. And then we're going to be building a sisterhood together. And again, one of my biggest goals is for women like me who have felt misunderstood, who have felt like we don't really have a place, who have felt lost, who have felt like they're not on the right track. I just want you to feel so understood and so seen here, because I know what you feel like right now, and it sucks. It really does. I don't think that anybody needs or deserves to feel misunderstood. Everybody has their people in life and everybody has their path, and it is easier said than done to trust that and to understand it. But I promise, with a little inner work, with a little focus on yourself, you will discover it. This podcast and my life really is proof that you do not have to have it all together to be happy, to be at peace, to be an amazing mother, to be an amazing woman. Because, baby, the way that I can't wait to turn 30, I turned 28 this year, August 15th, I'm a Leo baby, but I am looking forward to my 30s so much because I just know there's going to be so much thriving in the times to come. Like right now is the struggle bus. And even if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s right now, there's still so much time to come for you. You don't have to settle for whatever life you don't want to settle for. Okay? Let me repeat. You can still make your life beautiful no matter how old or how young you are. It's never too late. It's never too early. That is like what I tell myself all the time. Like, girl, relax. You got time. You'll figure it out as the time goes on. But again, don't be letting the time go on, okay? Don't be letting the time go on and not take action toward the life that you want to live. You still need to work toward the things that you want. You still have to put effort in. You still have to put in the ugly tears, the nights crying, trying to figure out why certain situations went the way that it did. And that's okay. But if you don't take the time to do that work, and actually it's the dirty work for real, that sounded a little corny to say, but like it's a lot of dirty work that you have to do to get to the point of healing, to get to the point where you can be happy while you're trying to figure things out, because you don't have to have things figured out to be happy. Sipping to that one. I made a video on my TikTok not too long ago that really sparked the beginning of this podcast, or even it sparked the beginning ideas of this podcast. It was a video where I said, quote, I started the TikTok like this, I'm not the problem. And who the men were in an uproar. Oh my goodness. It's like, if I say that I'm not the problem, that doesn't mean that anybody else is the problem. That just means that I've encountered people who are not meant to be in my life. And that's okay. Something doesn't have to be wrong with me. Something doesn't have to be wrong with you. But I genuinely believe that I've put so much work into myself that I'm not the problem. I just need to find the right person. And seeing the comments from that video really made me realize how much people hate single mothers, because it was really a video talking about like me dating as a single mom. And that was my very first like really bad experience with the comments being so bad, and why I was like, oh yeah, this needs to happen. And I need to be the one to do it. And I'll tell you a story. So high school for me was very, very rough. I was a piece of shit. I was a piece of shit friend. I hate even saying this out loud, but like it was so bad. Like I was not a girl's girl in high school. I was not a good friend. I was very much a pick me. I wanted attention. There was a little point in high school where I was kind of weird, but then I started hanging out with the wrong people. I went to like my first party. I was like going to college parties when I was 16 years old, which is crazy. Anyways, I will of course get into all of that later down the line, but I was very shitty in high school. I had a terrible experience. I ended up being bullied and I switched schools. I mean, I say I was being bullied. I was being bullied after I was a piece of shit. So like, what else can I expect? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I switched schools, and I was thinking at the time, cause I just remember those feelings that I had going through all of that, like where I just didn't want to go to school. Like there was like a 2 month span where the, like, people were yelling things at my car, calling me a whore, all this stuff. They weren't wrong, but like, damn. But damn. And I got through it, and I'm in college. I go to VCU. I went to VCU. I'm in college, and I get a DM on Instagram from a girl in high school. And she was like, "Hey, I just want to let you know that I remember your story and you being able to get through it and seeing how your life is now in college doing well is helping me get through what I'm going through." And I was like, shit, like I can really impact somebody. That's crazy, because it took a lot. I mean, even to this day, I'm still self-reflecting about a lot of things that happened from high school on. And it was super traumatic. Like it's crazy. But I will never forget that message from that girl. I don't even remember if she ever stumbles across my page. I hope you know that you have sparked my entire social media presence, girl. Thank you. You've sparked my entire social media presence. Everybody can thank her, because that was when I realized that most people just wouldn't be able to get through it. Like even at my new school, people, I can like literally, am I allowed to say this on here? People at my new school, another girl told me that she would have killed herself if she had to go through what I went through at my old school. And I'm like, yo, yeah, I guess it was pretty bad. Like, and I've never talked about that on here before, because I've kind of just decided to just be very vulnerable about the things I go through in life and everything, because I will always continue to get a message of somebody saying, thank you, you've helped me realize that I'm not alone in things. And again, just explaining my why of why I'm here, because I like to explain everything. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm so vulnerable on social media. A lot of people ask me how I do it. It's because of the girl who messaged me when she was in high school and told me that her seeing my life has helped her get through the bullying that she experienced in high school and the trouble with friends and stuff. We talked briefly, but I'm very thankful for that conversation and thankful for all the things that I had to go through to get to this point, because otherwise I don't think I would be here at all. And ever since, I've been very, very outspoken, not right all the time. I mean, now I'll say that I am, now that my frontal lobe is developed, right? But like before the age of 25, I was loud and wrong. I was loud and wrong. But now that I'm a mother, my life has changed and I'm right all the time. And it's crazy because I look back, even like in the times where I was trying to hold myself back, I was still so loud, and people really did not like that. And not loud as in like how loud I talk, but just loud in my opinions, in my confidence in myself. Like even though I was a pretty insecure pick me, I still had this Leo flair about me. It's like if you're a Naruto fan, it's like his Ninetales cloak. Like that's me and my Leo flame. Like me and Naruto, we are here, because yes, when I get in that mode and I get in that, like I'm fiery, I'm covered in confidence, and it really radiates and you feel it. And again, I want you guys to feel that same level of confidence. But I'm telling you, it wasn't always here. I wasn't always here. It was there. It was inside her. You know what I'm saying? Literally just like Naruto. That's crazy. Naruto had a seven says full potential. The nine tails is in there, but you got to learn to control it, baby. You got to learn to control it. You have to learn to be healthy in your confidence, healthy in how you speak, healthy in your loudness. So like there, yes, there, like we're going to be loud. We're going to be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? You still got to think before you talk. Okay. There's so much that I cannot wait to get into with you guys. But let me tell you, I say that there's so much because there really, really is. The majority of my life has been shaped around me being a pick me, even me becoming a mother. While I would not change it for anything in the world, I just wanted to be chosen. I wanted somebody to pick me and want to settle down with me. Obviously, wrong way to do it, right? You know what I'm saying? But like, love my child, love being a mother. I really do. It is, my friend texted me the other day. She said, becoming a mother is the best and worst thing that will happen to you. And that is absolutely correct. If you're a mom, you understand. But at this point in my life, I'm a great mother because I've centered my life around me and not centered my life around what a man wants, what a man expects me to be like. My favorite comments I get on my TikTok are like, a man is not going to want you talking this way. You're never going to find a man talking this way. Okay, yeah, maybe not you, but a man will, baby, okay? I've seen it with my own two eyes. I've seen it. But I just don't care to be a certain type of way to attract a man or to make a man feel good about himself. What about me? What about me? And my life is good, okay? I don't have it all together. Like I said, I talk about my struggles so much on social media just to show you guys that it's not perfect, no matter what it looks like, but you can have confidence and you can have happiness and you can have peace surrounding yourself. And that all came to me when I just started pouring into myself, pouring into my friends, pouring into my family. I'm just done playing small. I want to be myself, and here is exactly where I'm going to do it. And I want to give a couple disclaimers again. I curse. Don't listen to this around kids if you don't want them to hear it. Two, a disclaimer, because I'm going to talk a lot about the traumas I've experienced in my life. I will give some trigger warnings beforehand on those episodes. And I do want to say that the traumas, certain traumas from my life do involve my family, because who's not traumatized by something that their family, right? I love my family. We've gone through a lot together. I know there's some people who don't have great relationships with their family. Me and my family had it very, very rough when I was growing up. It has not always been this way. And even to this day, it's rough. But don't get it twisted. Those are my people. And I talk about these things very openly because it has shaped me into who I am today. And as I've grown, my family has grown as well. And I'm very thankful to have parents who are open to seeing things that could have gone differently, to seeing how certain things affected me. And just because I speak on those traumas does not mean anything ill against anybody, because at the end of the day, we are all humans living life for the first time. So I do give us all some grace, honestly. It's when you know better and don't do better that be irritating the shit out of me. Like, what do you mean? You know that this is wrong, but you're gonna continue doing it? Okay, girl. Guys, I feel like this has been such a successful first episode. I was super nervous. Like, I'm actually sweating underneath here, even though the fan is on. But again, let me leave you with a reminder. You do not have to be perfect to be powerful. And I hope every single time you hear my voice on this podcast or see me sweating on a YouTube video that you are a queen and you are so extremely powerful. Why is there a bug in here? No. Okay, this podcast is not here to fix you. It's here to hold you. It's here to help you along your own personal journey and also to help me along mine. I'm a yapper. I love to talk. Sometimes it just feels really good to talk, and I'm gonna super enjoy yapping with y'all. That's all for our episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If no one's told you lately, you are not too much, you're not behind, and you're not alone. If this episode spoke to you in any way, please do me a favor and give my podcast a 5-star rating and share it with a friend. Also, join me on my other social channels at Kate Matheny, CaitMatheny, so we can connect even more. I'll be back next time, and until then, stay loud, stay soft, and stay exactly who you are.